I have got lots of Girl Scouts, and I was just told that the right collective noun for Girl Scouts, Angela Wright told me it's future leaders of the world is the right collective noun for a group of Girl Scouts. And I would agree with that, Angela. Corey Begg, I'm going to let you open up here as we talk about Girl Scouting. Welcome.
And thank you
for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. And we've got girls of a lot of different levels and ages, but why don't we just open up with sort of a broad overview? You may not have considered Girl Scouts for a long time. Maybe you've got some girls in your family. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things have stayed the same.
That's right. Well, since 1912, we've been building Girls of Courage, Confidence, and Character, which I think that you can see here in this room.
Can I impress them for a minute?
Please impress them.
Juliet Gordon Lowe.
Wow.
Savannah, Georgia.
Very nice. Very nice. Were you a Girl Scout, Larry?
I wasn't a Girl Scout, but I know my Girl Scouting lore.
Cool. And really, we offer so much for girls. Girl Scouts Western Pennsylvania serves a 27-county region in Western PA. We've got four Girl Scouts here this morning from the Pittsburgh area, and I think they can probably speak best for the kind of cool opportunities we offer girls.
Very good. Did you say opportunities or co-opportunities?
Opportunities.
But wouldn't that be a cool word, co-opportunity?
Yeah.
I like that.
You can use it.
I don't know why I heard that in my head. It might be because I've been up for a long, long time. Well, sitting next to Angela, why don't we meet you and talk a little bit about what you do in scouting. What's your name?
I'm Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
Where do you go to school?
Southbrook.
And before I forget, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
No.
No?
Oh. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
You think your dad might be listening? Well, tell me a little bit about what you like to do in Girl Scouts, Lindsay.
I like going on the camping trips. They're really fun.
What makes them so fun?
I don't know. I just really like the outdoors, I guess.
Uh-huh. Where do you camp? Where do you sleep when you do that?
I go to Red Wing a lot, and we either sleep in the lodge or tents.
Cool. When you sleep in a tent, do you have to do a lot of preparation to get ready, or, what do you do?
There's really not a lot of preparation because they're already set up.
Uh-huh. And do you ever get cold?
Oh, yeah, it's really cold.
I would imagine that it's pretty cold to sleep in a tent. Now, there's still badges and things, right? What level are you in right now?
I'm in the cadets.
And the cadet program, I'll turn to Corey. What age groups? You would probably know, too. But
yeah, why don't you? Actually, all the girls here today are cadets.
Ah, okay. So we begin with daisies.
Right.
And then we go to brownies.
Right.
And then we go to cadets.
No, then we go to juniors.
Oh, sorry.
You snuck one in
then
there.
Then we go
on
to
you.
Juniors.
Then,
we go to juniors.
Then we go to cadets.
We have to get Angela Wright talking here for a minute. She's the one who said the collective noun was future leaders of America. Were you a Girl Scout when you were a little girl?
Actually, I wasn't. But I became a Girl Scout leader 8 years ago.
Wow.
When my daughter was a daisy.
That's a long time to be a Girl Scout leader.
We have two mother-daughter duos here who the mothers are leaders of the girls' troops.
Well, we're going to talk in just a minute. We'll talk with Lindsay's mom. But while we have Angela here with us, tell me about the difference it's made for your daughter and the relationship between you and your daughter.
Oh, wow. Because I'm the troop leader, sometimes she thinks she's in charge of the troop. And she always wants to know what we're doing before I tell the other girls, but I don't let it slip up.
Oh, yeah, she's got an inside track to information. there could be leaks.
But, I think one of the best things about Girl Scouts, especially being a mom leader, is my girls have really pushed me to try and do some things that I've never done before.
What are some of those things?
Canoeing in the Allegheny River.
You should have seen the look on Angela's face when she said that. How did it go? Were you afraid?
Well, you know what? At first, I was really scared. But the best thing about it is you cannot let the girls know you're scared because then they panic. So once they saw that I was comfortable, I had to fake it a little bit. But they were fine, and they've done it for 3 years now.
Oh, that sounds like a very good trip. It's funny that Angela, singular moment when I said think of something you did that you wouldn't have otherwise done came up immediately. What community do you live in?
Actually, I live in Homewood.
Well, great. Well, it's great to have you here. There's a lot of great things in Homewood. You know, we spend some time not too far from Homewood in Lincoln, Leamington, and we've done some things with the jazz workshop there and some other activities, and the library, too.
Great.
So I'm glad you're here. Now, Lindsay, sir, I'm going to talk to your mom next, and actually we'll just use our red microphone right there for Lindsay's mom. And you actually do have a first name, and it's Rachel.
Yes,
and
it is.
Tell me about your connections with the Girl Scouts.
Well, I was probably a brownie for maybe 1 or 2 years when I was younger. But when my daughter started kindergarten, it was important for me to be there with her. So that's actually why I started a troop. And I've been with her for seventh year as a Girl Scout troop.
Wow. And tell me about some of the things that you've especially enjoyed doing together.
Well, there's a lot of things that we do together. We've done a lot of camping trips. I think most importantly is the community service. A lot of the camping stuff is stuff we've done anyway without the troop.
Mm-hmm.
But the things I've learned to do is reach out to the community, which is something that I really didn't do before Girl Scouts. And that's really what we mainly do. A lot of our stuff is outreach.
Well, that's a great thing. What are some of the outreach programs that you've done? Lindsay, do any come to your mind that your troop has done?
We did the Fallen Heroes Fund. We had a car wash for that, and we raised about $500, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful lot of money for that. Are there other things that you've done? That sounds like a great opportunity to learn more and also serve the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're from Brookline, and there's a lot of police officers. Mara's father is a police officer, and one of the fallen officers was from Brookline. So it was important for us to do something so we could help out. So we did that car wash, but we do a lot for the Meals on Wheels in our community. Our junior project or our bronze award was hand-making Easter baskets.
How nice.
And we used our community resources, several of the churches in the neighborhood, and we collected items and candy to fill the Easter baskets. And we made sure that every family in need received a basket through the Brookline Food Bank.
That had to be really nice to work on that. Did you help hand out any of the baskets, Lindsay?
We didn't really hand them out, but we took them to the center that they do that, and we put them all up for them.
Yeah, that's often the way that gets done, and then people can enjoy just getting them on their own independently. Well, that's great. Well, let's talk to Mara next. You just mentioned Mara's name a moment ago, and Mara, how did I have? It's
Mara.
Yeah, Mara. How old are you, Mara?
I'm 11.
And what school do you go to?
West Liberty.
And I should ask if you want to say hi to anybody. Anybody?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Mara's mom.
And Dad.
What's it like to have a dad who's a police officer?
It makes me feel safe, and sometimes it's scary, but I like having my dad's police officer.
Has he been one for as long as you can remember?
Yeah, I think he's been on for 13 or 14 years.
Wow. Now, have you ever, ridden in the car or gotten the play the siren or turn on the lights?
Well, he's a motorcycle cop, so when his motorcycle's in the garage, sometimes we play with the sirens.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's incredible. I guess he'd be city of Pittsburgh. I wasn't thinking in Brookline. So tell me a little bit about you and Girl Scouting. You're also a cadet. What do you like most?
I like doing a lot of stuff like the fundraisers and going camping, like Lindsay said.
And when you go camping, what do you like to do?
I like to do, this one camp we went to, we went horseback riding.
That's cool. Where was it? Or what was the
Faith
name?
Faith Ranch.
Oh, that sounds good. And did they teach you how to ride a horse?
Well, we went on this trail, and, there was a leader with the horses in the front and the back, and they, coached us through how to control the horse and stuff.
Do you think horses are smart? They seem pretty smart. When I've had a chance. Now, this is neat. Now, Angela, right, is trying to communicate with her daughter. Did you see how Angela and Taylor have this little... We have to get them two tin cans and a string. There are no, it's not trying to communicate. What do you think? Well, we'll find out. Now, are you all in the same troop?
Yes.
So, okay. So all of you know each other or
I
knew each other.
Three.
Oh, wait.
We just met the other troop.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we have, we have Rachel Pierce and Mara Carr and Lindsay Pierce all part of one troop. Based in Brookline, and let's just get your number. What's your troop number?
537.
537. And are you based in Brookline?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And now let's turn to you guys. And why don't we start? Let's start with Taylor, since we've had Taylor's mom already a few times. Hi. How are you?
Good.
And there's been a lot of that communication going on there. Girl Scouts brings you and your mom even closer together, huh?
Kind of.
How old are you?
12.
Where do you go to school?
Abbey or Frick.
Okay, well, that's great. That's a new school for you this year, isn't it?
Well, isn't that, like, the people are the same because we was at Frick in Oakland, but then we just moved to Risenstein.
Yeah, what do you think of Risenstein?
It's confusing.
It's a big place, isn't it? I've been there, too, and I know it'll probably take a little getting used to. I would think. What do you like to do in Girl Scouts?
Like Mara said, we went horseback riding at Faith Ranch, and we also did a camping trip there. But it's not normal. It's not a normal camping trip. It's what my mom calls female camping.
Female camping. Well, Angela, your mom is here, but we'll have you explain that a little bit. What would a female camping trip, what makes that different? Do you do, like, your nails?
Originally, we were going to sleep in a cabin, but one of the two things busted. So we ended up sleeping in a house with an oven, a microwave, beds, and all that.
I got news for you. That's also male camping. there's a lot of people I know that like to camp just like that, myself included, especially if it gets rainy. And well, that sounds fun. Are there some activities? Did you go in the canoe, too, like your mom was mentioning earlier?
Yeah.
And it was okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in? No? You think we got them all? Well, let's meet the person who's next to you, and that is Marna Owens. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm glad. I'm fine. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Kappa.
Oh, see, it's so nice that so many people. Now, Kappa, were you at Rogers Kappa last year?
Yes, sir.
So you're now, this year, downtown. How's the new school? What's new for you, too?
I really like it. It's really cool. It's really big. I've gotten lost a couple times, but I get through it.
I'm glad to know you like it, because I know that's a big transition. Do you interact with the older kids much, or do they kind of keep you separate?
They try to keep us separate. We see them every now and then, not too much.
Great. Well, I hope we'll get to see. We do a lot of work with Kappa and with a lot of schools, too, but what's your focus area there?
Well, my focus area is vocal.
Vocal. Great. You must like to sing.
Yeah.
Do you sing in church or in any choirs?
No, I really don't sing at church, but you know what I do? I like try to mix it up, and I sing at school, and I dance at church. So
you dance at church and sing at school. Well, that works, I think. Before I forget, do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi, Mommy.
There you go. Perfect. And, you know, I'd like to think Taylor would have said hi to her mom, but she's right here. So it all works. What do you like about scouting?
I just really like the opportunities, the interactions. You get to learn how to respectfully and tastefully go out into the community and help.
That's a good way of putting it, respectfully and tastefully, because, you know, there's a certain decorum and a certain kind of way you do that. Are there any community projects you've done that you could talk about? You can join in, too, Taylor. You can both.
We did presents for patients. It's just like we go to a hospital, and we get a name that they give us, or however many you want, and then you go to their, they give you a list of what the person likes, and you go shopping for them. And then when it's time to come back, you just come back and give them their present. And, like, yeah.
That's a great thing to do. That had to really feel wonderful to kind of to do that. Now, was that done at holiday time or just any time?
It was around Christmas.
Very nice. That's good. Does anything else come to mind that you did?
Actually, I just started about a year ago, so I haven't gone into the community yet, but we're learning how.
Well, that's terrific. Thank you. And we just have a couple more minutes. I'm going to first turn to our two leaders that are here, to Angela and Rachel, and just ask if there's anything else you would like to add. I'm not putting you on the spot. I just want to make sure if anything came to mind as we were talking to some of the kids. It's tremendous that you volunteer as leaders. I mean, it's busy enough to be a parent as it is, but to be able to find the extra time to do this is great. And what's really neat is it seems like you guys, we have two different troops represented. It seems like you've known each other for years, even though you've just met each other, because Girl Scouting provides kind of a common bond when you meet another scout. I meant to ask Angela, does your troop meet in Homewood, or what's your base location?
Actually, we're meeting at my home now because I was in an accident, and we used to meet at Faison Middle School.
Oh, a wonderful school. And yeah, I noticed you had crutches. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's all right. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm walking here.
Good, good.
But what I wanted to say about Girl Scouts is if there's anybody out there who really isn't sure about Girl Scouting, just give it a try, because it does really give girls an opportunity to do different things, to learn different things, learn about different people. And one of the projects my girls are working on now is we are actually trying to work on going to London, Paris, and Lucerne. Not soon, but we're working on it. So hopefully maybe in 2011 or 2012, we will actually be able to take a Girl Scout. And they do have Girl Scout places there.
Well, how nice. So, oh, what a great thing to look forward
to. It's a very good opportunity.
By the time, you know, you're 15, 16, 17, you'll be able to take a trip like
yes.
that. Corey, anything else you wanted to add?
I just really encourage everybody to log on to our website, www.gswpa.org, or call 1-800-248-3355 if you're interested in getting your daughter involved or if you're interested in being a volunteer. We really offer everything from beads to biotech, economics, ecology, the arts. No matter what your interest is, you are going to find a program that suits you through Girl Scouts.
And there's even a radio workshop you can take right here at our studios. I hope to see you folks come here. In fact, we have fun patches for our radio workshop, and I think you guys have all earned fun patches.
Thank you so much.
Today, because you've had enough you've had plenty of fun for today and have learned a lot. And thank you so much. And just if you go to gswpa.org, gswpa.org, or if you're listening on an affiliate station that is beyond the immediate, you know, southwestern Pennsylvania area, just Google Girl Scouts USA. You'll find what the appropriate region is for you. Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you so much.
It's terrific to be here. Angela's got another word.
And I just wanted to let you know, just because the girls here are 11 and 12, these are not the only ages that we take. It is kindergarten through high school.
K through 12.
We got the 11 and 12-year-olds here because they were so easy to get up this morning. it was a piece of cake. They were up. You guys were up like at 6, 7 o'clock, right? I'm getting a lot of shaking heads. You can join it. You can be a daisy or a brownie. And even if you're older and have never been involved with Girl Scouts, you can fit yes. right in.
And the scholarship opportunities, the opportunities for travel. The longer you stay, the more doors open to you.
Yes.
Great.
Lindsay just won a scholarship.
She won a $1,000 scholarship this past spring from the Carson Scholarship Foundation.
That's terrific, Lindsay.
And a lot of what they'd like to see is community service. So through Girl Scout, she's really given back to the community, and that's what they look for.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you to all of you for being here today. And again, for more information, you can go to GSWPA, that's easy, right? Girl Scouts, Western Pennsylvania.org.